Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about prayer, specifically about prayerful joy and how we live life called by God to be devoted to prayer. So each weekday morning, we'll take a look at a different aspect of the attitude that we ought to be praying with, some of the things we ought to be praying for or about. But today, we're going to focus in on that joy aspect. What it looks like to pray with joy. Philippians 1, verse 4 says, "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy." A lot of all in that. But in all that Paul does in his writings, in his practice, in his communication to the churches and to us, even when his letters, well, may come across as a little bit harsh, even when his letters are filled with correction, he always prays with joy. He sets the example in our prayer life that our prayers should not waver based on our feelings towards another person. In fact, our prayers ought to transform our feelings to be more godly, to be more pure, to be more compassionate. Paul could pray with joy for those that he was writing to because, well, he knew they belonged to Jesus. Often they weren't living a perfect life, but he knew he wasn't either. But he could pray with joy because he understood the work that Jesus had accomplished on the cross. He understood the salvation that not only was available, but had been claimed. And so Paul prays for all of you. Those that he was writing to in the first century, I think he was actually even praying for you. Those who would hear the message and respond in future and later generations. There was a recognition that lifting Jesus as the light of the world was a responsibility that had eternal consequences. And typically we use consequences in a bad sense, but this is a very good consequence. The result of lifting up Jesus, the result of responding to Jesus being lifted up, dominoes throughout the centuries and reaches us. And so we pray with joy for all people at all times because God loves them, because they're valuable in His sight, because there's hope. Because Jesus is enough. And sometimes when we look at people and we are discouraged, when we are disappointed by their actions, by their life, by growth that we think ought to be greater than what it is, by their views that may differ from ours, by whatever criteria it is that we think of them less than we think of ourselves, our prayers for them are not going to be what they should be. But when we determine to pray at all times for all people, to always pray with joy, we begin to see those people we're praying for in a different light, in a different manner. We begin to see them as more important than ourselves. We begin to rejoice with their rejoicing. We begin to weep and cry and call out to God in their sorrow. It changes us. And when we become changed by the power of prayer, by the power of God within us, this joy that we pray for all people with grows into a love that Jesus described as showing the world that we belong to Him. When you learn to pray with joy, you learn to love. And when you learn to love, you learn to represent Jesus at an even brighter light level. And when you represent Jesus, He's the one who lifts you up. Because He knows in doing so, you're actually lifting Him up. So that the world can see that He is your light, your Savior, your Lord. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us the responsibility to pray, to communicate with You, to be involved in this conversation of talking and listening and seeking wisdom that can only come from You. And God, today we ask for Your help. Your help in us being able to grow in the joy that we pray with. Father, there are some people that we pray for that it's easy to pray with joy about. We like them. We agree with them. They like us. They agree with us. They do things that we think they ought to do. They don't do the things we think they ought not to do. And yet, God, there are those in our life that are difficult to pray with joy about. We want them to be different. We want them to agree with us more. We want them to think more like us. We want them to act more like us. And sometimes it's not really about us directly. We don't think they act much like You. We don't think they imitate Jesus well. And Father, when we fail to pray with joy for all people, may You help us to examine our own life, to see the times that we don't measure up, not to the standards of others, but the times we don't measure up to Your standards. And yet You still love us, You still value us, You still desire us to be Yours. Father, may our prayers for others be filled with joy at not just the current circumstances they're in, but at the potential that You've placed within them. May our joyful prayer be lifted on their behalf in a way that encourages them, in a way that motivates them to excel in things of faith. So God, today, as we encounter people, regardless of how easy they are to deal with or how difficult they are to deal with. Help us to pray with joy for them. Perhaps if the opportunity allows it, to even pray with joy with them. And God, in all things, that we would lift up Jesus. That the joy that we have in life, that the joy that we pray with would be seen as coming from Jesus. And it would be obvious because we've lifted Him up in our prayers, in our life, in our words, and in our actions. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.